When I first got this guy, I said, is it not possible to have this one to serve all the musicians, especially for a low budgeted solution where you have an instrumentalist sharing from this, and one of them is actually controlling how loud or low their various headphone or IM mix is, right? So that was how I got this device. So first of all, imagine that we are replacing all these speakers with headphones. So how are we going to deploy this solution? First of all, let me just explain the technological part of the concept. Let's assume that you have side fields feeding instrumentalists. You know, side field is actually for nobody. It's just for them to have that feel of front of house, that you're folding it back. But of course, it's going to be according to their own mix preference. You get, so assuming you mix drum, you mix vocal, everything is just there as if you are listening to a finishing product, but only feeding the musician. You see, that's why I put these speakers. So these speakers is actually more like an imaginary speaker. Now, when you look at the back of this device, right? We have more than 12 different buttons, jack enables ports that you use. So it means that we actually have a very good mix that can come in here, left and right. So now if you want to cascade this into another unit again, you can take this out into the second unit, just the same way I think we have it here, right? So you don't have to take in left and right to this, and you're taking another mix to this. Like I said, the left and right is acting as a side field, a kind of mixed element for musicians. Immediately they plug in this headphone, let them have this stereo field, right? First. So after which, we now have their individual mixes coming into a provision known as aux in. Aux in 1, 2, all the way to 6. So, by the way, this module can only accommodate or mix 6 different elements or 6 different musicians. Can only mix them together. At the same time, each output, headphone output, can actually serve 2 different people. So let's assume that for each instrumentalist, we have two basses, 2 bass, 2 e-guitar, 2 keys that plays the same thing, which I know practically is not possible. So it means that for each of them, on output 1, you have, on aux 1, sorry, you will have output 1 here at the rear. I also have another output, R1, from the front. So this, both this and this is the same mix. Before we even go further, this device, I'm not actually marketing this, but I'm just telling you how I reason, how I conceptualize things. I practice it, it works for me, and I deploy it at locations. Remember, most of this is what we use for parlor worship. When you have people present in a room, and virtually they are having their left and right connected. Sometimes we can have up to 20, between 20 to 50 worshippers in a room, outside musician. So we have so many numbers of this thing, and it works. Once you plug in, in fact, it looks as if it's virtual, because you are seeing everybody singing, playing, and it's sounding so refined and clean. Unbelievable. So prior to that, I've done a lot of research and practice, right? Like practicalizing, experimentation. So I got what I wanted with this. Like I said, low budgeted, it's sounding big. So, and that's one thing I also want to remind you, that anything you have that is low budgeted, in your mind, you can picture that thing as a very big and expensive answer. That's how it's going to be for you. I tell you, that's how it's going to be for you. Conversely, when you have something that is very expensive and you are just trashing it as a common stuff, a basic element, it's going to sound like that, or it's going to act like that, because I know this doesn't have spirit, but it responds to our spirit, it responds to our soul and our body. Let me not go there, Veg. All right, so this is it, right? The front and the back. Let me even stop carrying this because you're already seeing it here, right?